Good morning. It's Friday, April 19th. This is Be Present, Mornings with Mel. Hello, welcome. Let's dive right in, yeah? So it's April 19th, Bicycle Day. If you don't know what that is, it's the first. It's the day that LSD was created. That's what today is. The scientist who created it went to test out this new chemical he had made, and he went on a bicycle ride, and he realized he was tripping balls, and that's why it's called Bicycle Day, and that's what today is. So, happy Bicycle Day. You know, this is not a encouragement to try any sort of hallucinogen. It's just a fun fact about the day. And I didn't realize today we are moving. It just snuck up on me. We're moving into Taurus season. So if any of you are Taurus out there, happy season. I have a Taurus moon, which is great. It just means I like snacks and like to feel like I'm grounded even when I'm not. Taurus is very, it's earth energy. So earth energy, it's a lot more of a stable time opposed to Aries season. We just left fire sign. Now we're moving into this earth sign. And it's really about a need for stability, some comfort, material security, the very simple pleasures in life. And truly, like, again, I know I've been saying it for a while now, about, moving slow. Great time to ground yourself. And I realized the other day I said that, and not everyone may know how to ground yourself. And I want to say it looks different for everyone. How one person grounds themselves may not be how you ground yourself. Personally, I like to walk outside with no shoes on. You can sit, you can be outside. It can be taking some deep breaths, just grounding yourself in the moment, if you will. So whatever is going to tether you to the earth for a second, something that's going to give you a deep breath. And we have a lot going on today, actually. So we're moving into Aries seasons. We have this really cool Venus conjunction that's happening tomorrow. Okay. I'm getting excited. So let's stop for a second. Today is the 50th episode I have done of Mornings with Mel, which is very exciting. It's crazy. That's more episodes than I did the entire year I had this podcast before I started doing the series. I'd love to shout out my friend Felicia. She was the one who really encouraged me to turn my morning memos to her and my friends into a podcast form, and I've really loved it. I am going to take a break next week. I'm definitely going to tune in tomorrow with an episode, because tomorrow 420 is not only weed day, but more importantly, it is a very, very cool once in a lifetime kind of day to do some manifesting, to do some organizing. So I want to talk about that. I want to give it its own little episode. So I'm going to tune in tomorrow with that episode. And then I'm probably going to take a hard week off, probably a Sunday or a Sunday off. Regroup, recoup, come back for season two, which might look a little different, but I do think I'm going to keep up the everyday episodes. I really like it. So with that being said, we have a lot of the energy that's going to be going on tomorrow is kind of trickling into today. So we have this sextile that's going on between Mars and Jupiter. She's going to be very lovely. You might really have a sense of action and determination and this is what's right, in a sense of fairness and a sense of wrongness, and you might feel the need to travel. It is okay to travel right now as long as you have good intent behind it. It's also a good time to apply for any kind of school or higher classes or anything like that. So if you're thinking about pursuing something educationally, move forward with it today. That'd be cool. Again, Mercury in retrograde is a great time for seed planting. You should never be planting seeds with the intention to get fruit tomorrow. But if you're cool with letting Jesus take the wheel, then you plant them seeds and you just wait, just sit back and wait. It's a big time for patience. Now, We only have one little thing that's going on that could cause some friction. It's an opposition. And it could cause a little bit of fighting. Like finances are a big thing. Children. So like if you have a spouse, you might find yourself fighting over those things. You may feel like you don't really want to listen to any sort of authority figures. It's really important to just get really good sleep and eat clean, be healthy. Just try and have your environment the healthiest you can. Because that aspect doesn't come in until this evening. So hopefully everybody will be home. So it won't cause any issues at work. Just might cause a little bit of friction in the home place. So just be aware of it. But yeah, there is this need. There's another sextile going on that's just going to cause, like I said, a lot today. So it's just a day to want to do a lot of things. However, you need to stay within the constructs of what makes sense. So, goodness. It's like if you, let's say you have all of the tools for a project, go ahead and do that project. But if you have to go out and like buy all the things and plan it, just stick on the planning phase right now. It's not the execution. If you have all the elements there, execute it. If you are going to have to go out of your way to make it happen, don't do it. Like the example I have is the other day at work, I had this small child who was trying to, she really wanted to do this crazy experiment with two different plants where she combined the plants to create a new plant. And it was very evident that it was like she had seen a video and her mother had no idea what was going on. They were trying to figure it out. And I was like, I think we're still in the planning phase. Because if you get two plants right now, they're going to both die. It's not going to work out because you don't know what the fuck y'all are doing. However, if you take some more time to plan, you've looked at the plants, you see the ones you like, just take a little extra time to plan right now. Just take a little extra time. My boyfriend always says, like, it's 90% research, 10% execution. So just, take your time with it. There's no need to rush. There's no need to rush. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day, and it's going to be crazy. I do recommend having, like, kind of a fun plan or, like, a good way to spend some time with yourself tomorrow, even if it's just 5 minutes. We'll go into it more tomorrow, I promise. But yeah, anyway, I hope you have a beautiful day today. Today is a stunning day. Today is a gorgeous, fun day. We are moving into Taurus, so you might feel a little bit of more like I said, less manic, a little bit more grounded, which is great. I think we all need that. It's been a crazy little energy happening. And again, this conjunction that's happening, there's going to be a lot of love in the air. So, spread the love, show the love. You deserve it. We'll talk soon. Okay, love you. Bye.